Please by hand, please hand.
我们同学默祷。
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence Sabbath worship.
奉主圣名，我们开始安息日的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 67.
请各位起立，我们唱诗67首。
67.
67首。
Morning before we study the word of God together, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
今早在我们学习神的话语之前，让我们同心合意跪下祷告。
Please kneel down and pray together.
让我们同心合意，现在一起跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, peace complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿主的平安跟喜乐与各位同在。
Praise and thank God I can be here to have fellowship with all of you during this day of Sabbath.
感谢神在安息日我能跟各位一起来聚会。
So the request from San Jose Church is for me to do something on holidays.
圣何西教会要求我来讲解一些有关这些节日。
So this morning and this afternoon I will spend some time speaking on different holidays.
所以今天早上跟下午我会跟各位一起来学习有关于这些节日。的一些道理。
So we know the winter time is a time of different holidays.
我们知道在冬季在美国有着不同的节日。
And we know Halloween just passed.
我们知道万圣节刚刚过。
And this time I didn't want to speak about Halloween because it seemed like Halloween is so obvious for us not to celebrate.
我这次不预备来讨论万圣节，因为我们都知道这个万圣节是我们不应该来庆祝的。
But when I was talking to some members and I heard that actually not everybody know that Halloween is a bad, you know,holiday for us not to celebrate.
可是当我跟一些弟兄姐妹们讨论的时候，我发现到有些人不认为这万圣节这个守万圣节是不对的。
So if we have time this afternoon, I will talk about Halloween also.
也许今天下午有时间，我再来讲一下有关于万圣节。
And the first holiday I want to speak about is Christmas.
那么我今天早上要跟各位讨论的就是所谓的圣诞节或者是耶诞节。
And all this PowerPoint that I'm presenting to you is all from the internet.
这些都是我从互联网所下载来的资料。
So if you want to know more about the truth of holidays, you just go on the internet and you know, put truth about Christmas, Halloween, Easter, Valentine's Day, any of those days, you will get all this information.
所以你要想知道有关于这些节日的里面的这些所谓的这些要义的话可以到互联网上去这个寻找一下。
So for me today, I'm just presenting all the general information about different holidays.
所以我今天要跟各位讲一下这个一般上这所谓我们说这些节日里面的这些要义重要的意义。
And the first one is about Christmas.
首先我要讲的是关于耶诞节。
Actually, I remember when I was a little boy.
当我还是做孩童的时候
I used to love Christmas.
我非常喜欢这个庆祝圣诞节。
Just like I share with you, during that time, my family was quite poor.
在那时候我的这个家境很不好。
And as a little boy, I never have any toys to play.
所以当我还是孩童的时候也没有什么的玩具。
So during that time, I always wait for Christmas time.
所以我就非常的盼望这个耶诞节的到来。
Because that's the time I will receive some toys from different people.
也就是在那个时候我可以从别人那边得到一些玩具。
And usually from different churches.
通常是从不同的教会所捐出来的。
Because my Cambodian parents did not celebrate Christmas.
因为我这个我的柬埔寨的生父母他们是不庆祝耶诞节的。
Of course, even they celebrate Christmas, they have no money to buy things for us.
就算他们能够庆祝耶诞节也没有钱可以买玩具。
So that's why every single year I was looking forward to Christmas.
所以每一年我所期盼的、所盼望的就是耶诞节的到来。
But when I was in high school, Christmas was very burdensome for me.
可是在这个高中的时候，那么这个耶诞节也是造成一个所谓的这些压力。
Because at the time, of course, I was adopted by an American family.
在那个时候，我因为被一个美国家庭领养。
And my mother, she loved to decorate, right, inside the house, outside the house, with all this Christmas stuff.
那时候我的这个养母在她这个屋子的内外都做各种的装饰。
And every winter, when it's so cold, you know, I used to go out there, right, and help her to put all these little, I'm talking about hundreds of different things.
我还记得每个耶诞节之前在那么样寒冷的冬天里面我都要跟我的养母出去把这个不同的装饰品差不多上百件的装饰品把它这个 装置起来。
Because that time we live in Boston.
因为那时候我们住在波士顿。
So sometime in November, early December, the ground are frozen. So for you, you know, for you to put all these little dolls, you need an anchor, right? To anchor all of it. So hundreds of dolls, this means have to anchor everything, and the ground is very frozen.
哦，在那个那个在那时候已经是深秋跟初冬之际啊，那个这个土地都已经非常的。僵硬了，那我们要钻洞，把这些装饰品一个一个植起来。
And I remember one year was a big snowstorm.
我记得有一年是那个有这个风雪。
When the wind was so fierce, so all the, you know, the Santa Claus, the snowman, it just flew everywhere, right? Everywhere in the neighborhood.
那时候因为风雪很大，所以外面所装置的那些装饰品啊，圣诞老人啊，都飞走了。
Of course, that time I had to go and find them, right?
我还要出去把那些飞走的东西一样一样的捡回来。
So that time Christmas is not fun for me anymore.
所以对我来说，圣诞节在那个时候已经不是那么有趣了。
Of course, all this story I'm telling you is before Christ, right? Before I come to know Christ.
那么我告诉你的这些事情都是我在信主之前。
And then when I was married.
当我结婚以后。
Before I come to know Christ.
当我结婚以后还没有信主之前。
Christmas costs us a lot of money.
在这之前，圣诞节对我们来说是非常非常这个花费的。
Because I tell you, I have over 30 family members.
我有超过30个这个我的这些亲朋亲戚。
And before Christmas comes, we usually go shopping a month and a half before, and it costs us a lot of money.
每当圣诞节之前我们都要去这个去买很多的礼物可以说是花了很多的钱。
I remember one year we spent like $1,500, and that's only half the present for all, you know, my niece and nephew and this and that.
我们有一年我记得我们已经花了1500块钱可是只凑到半数。
So thank God when I came to TJC.
很感谢主当我来到真耶稣教会以后。
And they say we don't celebrate Christmas.
我被告知说我们不庆祝圣诞节。
And I was very happy.
我非常的高兴。
But then, you know, of course, you want to know why don't we celebrate Christmas?
所以我们要进一步了解为什么我们不庆祝圣诞节呢？
Because seeing Christmas is such a wonderful day for people to celebrate.
对一般人来说，圣诞节是那么美好的一天。
That's the time the family gather together.
又在那个时候，那个这个家庭都团聚。
Drink hot chocolate next to the fireplace.
那么在这个火炉旁边喝这个热的这个巧克力。
Maybe the West Coast you know the kind of stuff is not that cold, but in the East Coast that's what we usually do.
因为在西岸天气比较暖和，东岸因为很寒冷，我们都聚集在火炉边。
But what is the truth behind Christmas?
那么圣诞节的真正的含义是什么呢？
And why we as a chosen people God need to abstain from celebrating Christmas?
为什么我们不守圣诞节？
And let's go to the Encyclopedia Britannica.
我们参考一下大英百科全书。
It says here Christmas, for example, the Mass of Christ.
圣诞节是一个基督的所谓的一个弥撒。
We know that anything has Mass in it is come from the Catholic Church.
我们知道有所谓的这个弥撒。就是从这个天主教来的。
That's why Sunday when you go to church and Catholic church, say you go to hear mass or go to the mass.
所以在星期天，你如果到这个到这个天主教去礼拜的话，
so、
就是来参加一场弥撒。
So Christmas two words, right? Christ and mass. So it's Christmas.
所以这个圣诞节的这个英文就是基督的这个弥撒。
And we know Encyclopedia Britannica is one of the reliable sources that people use, you know, from the beginning.
所以我们知道大英百科全书是一个比较可靠的这个所记载的是比较可靠的资料。
And this is what it says about Christmas.
这就是大英百科全书里面有关于圣诞节的这个记载跟描述。
Christmas was not among the earliest festivals of the church. It was not instituted by Christ or the apostle or by Bible authority. It was picked up afterward from paganism.
圣诞节并不是早期教会所庆祝的一个节日，也不是基督或者是这个门徒所这个设立的，也没有圣经权威的这个根据那是在这个以后，那么从这个外邦里面所这个挑出来的一个节日。
So Encyclopedia Britannica, they only state the fact. They have no religious, you know, a background. Have no. They just state the fact what it is.
大英百科全书就只是很单纯的记载一个事实，那么作者并没有任何宗教的背景。
So they say here that the Christmas is not instituted by Christ or apostle or the Bible, or this is picked up from paganism.
所以很清楚的，圣诞节不是基督或者是使徒或者圣经里面所这个记载的，是从外邦来的那一个节日。
Pagans are those who worship idols.
那么这些外邦人都是拜偶像。
And let's go to the Catholic Encyclopedia.
我们再参考一下 这个天主教的百科全书。
Because we know that the Catholic Church is a universal church, is how they translate to.
那对天主教来说，它是一个比较全世界性的宗教。
And they have the most members in the whole world.
在全世界，天主教的教徒的数量也是最多的。
And so many of them, of course, they celebrate Christmas.
当然，他们庆祝圣诞节。
But in their encyclopedia.
那么在他们天主教的百科全书里面
Because this encyclopedia is published by the church
啊，那么这个天主教的百科全书是天主教会天主大公教会啊所印刷的
所
印行的
Under Christmas Christmas was not among the earliest festival of the church. The first evidence of the feast is from Egypt. Pagan custom entering around the January calendar gravitate to Christmas
啊、那么这里也讲得很清楚那么、圣诞节也不是早期这个初期教会初代教会所守的节日那么最早的有关于这个节日的这个记载的事实是来自这个埃及所以也就是说啊，这边讲到说外邦的这些习俗那么也集中在这一起那么在这个在这一月份里面那么成为了这个这个圣诞节的这个一个庆祝的这个仪式
So in other words, even though the Catholic Church know that this festival, that this holidays come from paganism, they still celebrate it.
甚至天主教也承认也知道这圣诞节是从外邦来的可是他们还是继续庆祝
And let's go to the last encyclopedia.
那我们再看另外一个这个百科全书
I really cannot pronounce but it's Skap Hung Sung Encyclopedia something like it's from Germany、right?
这是、这个一个德国的德文的这个、Schaff 和 Rock 的这个、百科全书
So if we study theology we know most important document of the early church actually come is written in Germany、
我们知道有关于天主教的很早的这些文献是用德文所记载的
So this encyclopedia from Germany says Christmas How much the date of the festival depend upon the pagan Brumalia December 25th
有关于这个这些日期的这些节日的这日期都是跟这个外邦有关系的
And this following the Saturnalia December 17 to 24
那么最早的这外邦的这个布玛利亚是12月25号接下来这个是萨特尼利亚是12月17号到24号
And because they celebrate the shortest day of the year and the new sun
也就是来庆祝一年里面就是最短的这个日子
So we know from December 17 to December 24 this is the shortest day of the whole year
所以从12月17号阳历的12月17到24号这个期间就是一年里面这个白天最短的这个时刻
But December 25th is the beginning of the long day again that starts
从12月25号开始那么这个白昼就越来越长了
So this means December 25th actually is the birthday of the sun god
所以这个12月25号是一个这个太阳神那个这 Brumalia 的这个诞辰
So this is just a little bit background why people celebrate Christmas on December 25th
这就是为什么这个人庆祝12月25号的这个背景
You can see there's many things that during Christmas people do
在圣诞节的时候一般人做了很多就不同的活动
But actually they don't realize what they're doing is come from paganism
可是他们都不知道他们所做的这一切是从外邦来的
For example, if you go underneath a mistletoe If you go underneath a mistletoe I don't know, in Chinese, a mistletoe This little thingy, berry thingy That you go underneath
What's that?
Yes, a decoration, is like a mistletoe I don't know what it is in Chinese
Okay 它是一个装饰哈，叫装饰一个像一个那个架子一样，你从下面走。
So if you go underneath there, what are you supposed to do?
你走到下面去，你要经过下面，你要怎么做
？The young people, you guys know. You're supposed to kiss somebody, right? When you go underneath there.
你如果走过去的话，下面走过去，你就要去吻一个人。
And these are all derived from paganism.
这些都是从外邦。所引进来的
Because during the time of sexual orgy and feasts and stuff like that, they used to do this kind of stuff.
因为在外邦里面，他们这种的一些这些所谓的这些男女关系里面
so even though nowadays,
有这样的一种行动。
It seems very cute, oh, you get under mistletoe, you kiss whatever, but it derived from sexual orgy that is really abomination to God.
那么这些都是从外邦的这些比较所谓的这种世俗的这种。一些淫乱的一些做法，那么实际上是跟神的教训有所冲突的。
And let's see what the Bible says about Christmas.
我们看一 我们看一下圣经啊，有关于这个啊，有关于对这个圣诞节的
，of course，
这样的这个记载，圣经上是怎么样来批判这些事情
？The word Christmas is not in the Bible。
当然，圣诞节啊这个字眼没有在圣经里出现
，because this come from the Catholic Church。
因为圣诞节是从天主教来的。
But if you go to Jeremiah chapter 10，
可是你如果去这个耶利米书第十章
，verse 1 to verse 4。
第十章的第一节到第四节。
And when we read this, carefully listen to the words in this passage.
我们很小心的来读这个经节，耶利米书第十章的第一节到第四节。
And also compare to Christmas nowadays.
我们用这个经节来比较一下今年圣诞节所行的这一切。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 1.
耶利米书第十章第一节。
Hear the word which the Lord speak to you, O house of Israel, verse 2.
第二节
Thus say the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the Gentiles dismay at them, verse 3.
第三节
For the custom of the peoples are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe, verse 4.
第四节
They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers, so that it will not tumble, verse 5.
第五节
They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do anything good.
第十节，耶利米书第十节第一第十章第一节，以色列家要听主对你们所说的话。主如此说：你们不要效法列国的行为，也不要为天象惊慌，因列国为此事惊慌。众民的风俗是虚空的，他们在树林中用斧子砍伐一棵树，匠人用手工造成偶像，他们用金银装饰它，用钉子和锤子钉稳，使它不动摇。它好像棕树是悬成的，不能说话，不能行走，必须有人抬着。你们不要怕它，它不能降过，也无力降伏。
I don't know about you, but this passage sounds way too much like, talking about Christmas tree.
那么。这个经节看起来有点好像这个来描述这个圣诞树。
Because in chapter 10 verse 1, God say, "Hear the word which the Lord speak to you, O house of Israel."
因为第一节说以色列家要听主对你们所说的话。
Because during the time the Israelites, even though they are the chosen people of God,
虽然在当时以色列人是所谓的选民，神的选民。
But they always tend to do the custom of the Gentiles and the pagans.
可是他们所行的都是这些外邦人。所做的
So that's why God had to remind them.
所以神要不断地提醒他们
Do not learn the way of the heathens.
所以他们不要学习这些异端的做法
For the Gentiles are dismayed at them.
因为这些他们这些外邦所做的这些人会使他们离开这个真道
Why for the custom of the peoples are futile.
因为这些所做的都能够使他们离弃这个真道。
So from the beginning already they have this kind of custom.
所以在开始的时候他们就已经有这样的习俗。
And God tell them to not learn from their custom.
神叫他们不要来效法这些的习俗。
Because their custom are futile, they are worthless, they are meaningless.
因为他们都是毫无意义的。
He said here, for one cuts a tree from the forest.
这边提到说，在树林中用斧子来砍伐一棵树。
The work of the hands of a workman with an axe.
那么匠人用手工造成偶像。
Of course, maybe in the West Coast, we really cannot picture this.
我们在西岸不大能够来想象这个。
Because here during Christmas time, we don't really see anyone go and cut down a tree.
在西部，我们很少看见有人在圣诞节的时候去砍一棵圣诞树。
But when I was living in Boston,
可是当我在这个波士顿的时候
The family event before Christmas is going to Vermont and New Hampshire, right? To find a beautiful tree, and then you cut it, put it on top of the roof of your car, and bring it back to the house.
我们在那时候是要到这 Vermont the New Hampshire 那边去砍一棵树，然后放在车顶把它载回来。
Of course, they would not use axe anymore. They use electric saw. Right?
当然，现在我们不用斧头了，是用电锯。
But this is the custom.
可是这是一个风俗。
If you live, New England area, this is what people do.
你如果住在这个美国新英格兰地方，那么当地的 这个当地的人都是这么做的。
And then verse 4 says they decorate with silver and gold and fasten with nails and hammers.
第四节说他们用金银装饰它，用钉子和锤子钉稳。
So during that time, this is what they decorate the Christmas tree with.
啊，在那个时候，这就是他们如何来装饰圣诞树。
Just like with silver and gold.
啊，就好像用金银。
So nowadays we have many ornaments, right? We put many different things on the Christmas tree.
今天我们用很多的这个装饰品啊来装饰圣诞树。
And we know people also, you know, put gold and silver, those little strand thing, right? You go wrap around the Christmas tree.
我们可以看见，在这个圣诞节的时候，人们用很多这些金银的类似这个镀金或镀银的装饰品。
And this custom is since the beginning when the pagans worship in this tree.
这似乎这个是外邦在很早以前就这样子的来庆祝。
Of course, even nowadays, people who celebrate Christmas, it doesn't mean that they, you know, that they worship this tree.
当然今天人庆祝圣诞节装置这些树，并不是说他们来崇拜来这个拜这个树。
So they say they fasten it with nails and hammers.
所以用钉子和锤子钉稳。
So will not fall down.
所以才不致动摇。
And then they are upright just like a palm tree.
所以他们好像棕树一样这样立着。
Of course, a lot of Christmas tree that you see here, you know, they just one side, right? One shape. Most of the time, it just like.This is the Christmas tree that people use the most, right? That is, it's cheap and also is very full.
那么我们看到今天的所谓的这个圣诞树，都是一种这个款式，像一种三角锥形。
But if you go to New England, there's all different type of Christmas tree.
那么如果你到这个新英格兰去，那边有各种不同的这个圣诞树。
Just like palm tree, we think palm tree is only very skinny and tall and straight up. Actually, palm tree there's many different kind of palm trees.
就好像棕树一样，我们他以为它只有这种。一种样子，事实上棕树有很多种就不同的款式。
Like when I was in Africa, when the palm trees there look exactly like Christmas tree.
在我在非洲的时候，这个棕树看起来就像圣诞树一样。
So this is what you know God is describing.
这就是圣经上神所描述的。
Of course, it's tree, right? They cannot stand on themselves, and then they cannot speak.
那当然，这些树不能说话，也不能行走。
But because they cannot by themselves do anything.
他们自己什么都不能做。
So we know that this Christmas festival holiday actually is derived from paganism.
所以圣诞节是从外邦来的。
So nowadays, why do we feel like why we shouldn't, you know, celebrate Christmas holiday?
那么今天为什么我们不应该来这个守圣诞节呢？
Remember earlier we say that December 25th is the birthday of the Sun God.
所以我们刚刚提到说这个4月25号是这个太阳神 Normalia 的这个诞辰。
And how can we bring this birthday of the sun god to celebrate with the true and living god?
那么我们怎么样能够把这个太阳神这个偶像的生日来纪念神呢？
And we know that God has no birthday.
我们知道神是没有生日的。
Because he is the first and he is the last.
因为神是首先的也是末后的。
He has no mother, has no father.
他没有这个神是没有这个父母亲的。
We talk about God being God, not Jesus, the one that manifests in flesh.
我们不是讲到说是道成肉身的基督。
But the Bible nowhere in the Bible says we should celebrate His birthday.
在圣经上我们没有提到说要纪念他的生日。
So that's why all these things is come from paganism.
所以这一些都是从外邦来的。
So we as the children of God.
所以作为神的子女。
We should have no part with this kind of celebration.
所以我们对圣诞节，我们不应该参与。这个庆祝圣诞节。
My wife, she loves Christmas light, especially the white one.
我的太太很喜欢这个圣诞节的这个灯。
So when we bought a house,
特别白色的灯。
When we bought a house in Boston, she asked me, "Can we put, you know, put this white light around the house?"
所以当我们这个在波士顿买了房子以后，她问我说，可不可以把这些白色的这个灯哈装起来
？I tell her, yes, you can put it on.
我说可以啊，你可以装起来。
But only in June and July.
我说只有在六月跟七月。
And she's like, "That is crazy."
他说那很奇怪啊。
And she said if I put in June July, people think I'm crazy.
如果我在六月跟七月把这种灯装起来，人家说你大概头脑不正常。
And I say yeah, that's why because nobody put the Christmas light, right? Christmas light in June or July.
我说没有错啊，没有人在六月跟七月把圣诞节的灯叫装起来。
If I mean the Christmas light itself is it has nothing really to do with us, right? But if we put it during Christmas time, this means we give people.The wrong concept that we are celebrating Christmas.
圣诞节的这个灯，这些灯饰虽然跟我们没有什么关系，可是你如果在圣诞节这个期间把这种灯装起来，就会误导人家，以为说我们也守圣诞节。
So of course, if we put it during June, July, people think we're just crazy.
当然你在六七月时候把这种灯装起来，人家觉得很奇怪。
So, of course, he didn't end up putting a Christmas light by doing that time.
哦，当然，后来他也没有把这个灯这样子装起来。
So let's go to was Jesus born December 25th?
那我们来研究一下，主耶稣基督是在12月25号诞生的吗
？Let's go to the Book of Luke.
我们看一下《路加福音》
Luke chapter 2。
路加福音书的第二章
Luke chapter 2 verse 8
路加福音书第二章第八节
Luke chapter 2 verse 8
路加福音书第二章第八节
Now there was in the same country shepherd living out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night
第八节在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人夜间按着更次看守羊群
So we know this is a time that during the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ
我们知道在耶稣基督降生的时候
And during that time they said the shepherd Now there was the same country shepherd living out in the fields
那么在这个时候这个 牧羊的人在野地里
Actually if you go on the internet and do a search on December 25th in Israel Some area could be very very cold
你如果到互联网上去查一下资料，在十二月的时候，在这个伯利恒，在这以色列这个圣地，那么是天气非常的寒冷。
And it's impossible for the shepherd to live out there with their flocks.
那么这个是不可能在野地里有牧羊的人，而且按着更次看守羊群。
But during the time that Lord Jesus Christ was born.
可是，在当耶稣基督降生的时候
，The shepherd live out in the fields with their flocks.
这边说这个这个牧羊的人跟羊群在一起。
And they say they keeping watch over their flock by night. So even at night time, if this was this truly December 25th, it was very difficult for them to be out to watch over their flock.
如果这个是在12月25号的时候的时候，是他们是不大可能，不可能在夜间在外面，而且按着更次看守羊群。
And let's go to the book of Ezra, chapter 10. Ezra.
我们再看一下以斯拉记。
Ezra, chapter 10.Ezra chapter 10, verse 13.
以撒拉记
10 verse 13.
第十章
But there are many people in it. It's a season of heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Nor is this the work of 1-2 days, for there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter.
以撒拉记的第
chapter 10 verse 13.
第十章十三节，十三节，只是百姓众多，又奉大雨的时令，我不能站在外头。这也不是一两天办完的事。
So we know that during this time is a time of winter.
我们知道这个时候是在这个冬季。
And during time of winter, there are heavy rain.
因为在冬季的时候有这个大雨。
And because this heavy rain is so fierce that they're not able to stand outside.
在这个冬季的时候是不大可能在户外。
So we know that for the shepherds and the flock to stand outside in the winter season doesn't make sense.
所以当在这个冬季这种夏这个在这个冬天雨季的时候，要这个牧羊人跟这个羊群在户外这个是不大可能的。
So that's why for us, if we really think about Jesus' birthday, for sure, it's not in December.
我们如果来这个思考这个问题，耶稣基督的这个降生的日期是不可能在十二月二十五号。
And the other time, why did the wise man give gifts?
为什么这个东方的博士来献上礼物呢
？Because during Christmas time, we usually exchange presents.
因为在这个圣诞节的时候，彼此我们都看到彼此交换礼物。
So this is like the big part of this holiday. This is the big part of Christmas holiday.
这是这圣诞节里面一个最重要的这个部分，
最
重要的活动。
So why did the wise men give gifts?
为什么这个博士们献上礼物呢
？Because a lot of time we use this saying that that's why we exchange presents.
就是因为我们所看到的这个所记载的这个情况，所以我们在交换礼物。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 2.
我们看一下马太福音书
verse 1 and verse 2. Chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2.
第二章第一节第二节。
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，又几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
Then verse 2 saying, Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we've seen his stars in the east and have come to worship him.
说那生下来的犹太人 之王在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
So why did the wise men came to give gifts to Jesus?
啊，为什么这些博士啊来见耶稣，又献上礼物呢
？Because they said it's the kings of the Jews.
啊，因为这边说到是犹太人的王。
And they go there to worship him.
啊，他们要来拜他。
So just like in any days.If you go in front of a king, you must bring something to him.
所以这就是在任何的日子里面，你如果来见王的话，必须要献上礼物。
So there are times when they bring gifts to Jesus that Mary and Joseph give them some present back.
在那个时候，他们献上礼物给这个主耶稣，那么约瑟跟玛利亚有回赠他们礼物吗
？Of course not.
当然没有。
Because they come to worship the king, then they bring some present.And give to this king.
他们来见王而献上礼物。
And still practice nowadays in different countries.
那么这在其他的国家里面还继续有这么做。
Just like when we were in Africa.
就好像我们在非洲。
And when we want to go see the chief of the village.
我们如果要见这一个村落里的这个酋长。
And the chief of the village, he's not really a big person, but you know, he's the chief in that little village.
这个酋长虽然不是什么大人物，可是他是这个村落里的头。
Before we go there, they recommend us to bring him something.
所以当我们去见这个酋长的时候，我们就被告知说，最好你带点礼物去。
Especially if we want to go and talk to him.
尤其是你要去见他。
So that's why the wise men give gifts.
这就是为什么这些博士献上礼物。
But nowadays, why do we exchange presents?
那么今天我们为什么彼此交换礼物呢
？Because it go back to paganism.
那么这个又回到是外邦的这个风俗。
Because during that time when they have, you know, this kind of sexual orgies and things like that.
在那时候他们有这种淫乱的苟合的。
They will exchange, they, you know, exchange wives and exchange husbands.
他们他们这彼此之间的交换这夫妇。
And this is why we exchange presents.
这就是为什么有这个交换礼物的来由。
So we think about Christmas.
所以我们当再一次思考有关于圣诞节。
The Mass of Christ.
这就是也就是基督的弥撒。
We as a children of God.
那么作为神的子女。
We should have no part with it at all.
我们不应该参与任何有关耶诞节的活动。
Because every aspect of Christmas is derived from paganism.
因为所有有关于耶诞节的这些活动。都是从外邦来的
，and derived from the practice of perversion，
也就是从这种外邦的这种的异端的这些的习俗来的
，of different sexual orgies and things like that，
尤其是这种淫乱的这种的行为
，and how can we put the holy and pure God to be the same birthday as this sun god， small sun god？
为什么我们要把这个太阳神这个偶像的生日来当成为？基督的生日呢
？So what is the conclusion for us？
那么从这里我们所得到的结论是什么
？Actually, for me, it's very simple.
对我来讲非常的简单。
As the children of God, I have so many weaknesses already.
作为一个神的子女，我们已经有很多的软弱了。
There's so many weaknesses that I need to overcome.
我们要来克服这些种种的软弱。
But something like Christmas, something like this, is so easy just not to do it.
像圣诞节非常的容易，我们只要不守就好了。
Because it's very easy not to do it.
因为这不守圣诞节是很容易的事。
But if we do it,
但是我们如果去做，我们就行了。
Disobedient to God,
那我们就是不来遵守神的教训。
Because he doesn't want us to follow the custom of the people in this world.
因为神就不要我们追随世俗的这一切。
Of course, we can do everything.
凡事都可行。
But everything is not beneficial to us.
但不都造就人。
Especially when we know this holiday derived from paganism.
尤其是像这个耶诞节的这个节日是从外邦而来的。
That's why we need to think and reflect about this.
所以我们必须要这个仔细的思考。
So, that's why we need to abstain from this holiday.
所以我们要来禁止来，而且我们要我们当不行这些事情。
Before we conclude, I want to introduce a little bit the truth about Chinese New Year.
我在结论之前，我也稍微来介绍一下有关于我们春节中国人这个农历新年的一些要义。
Because even though this topic maybe seem like a very surprising, right?
对各位来讲，这个也许感到非常的惊讶。
Chinese New Year, what's wrong with it?
那么中国人的农历年。这春节有什么不对呢？守这个节日有什么不对呢
？We talk to some young people.
你如果对一些年轻人来讲
，those who are English speaking.
尤其是这个讲这个英语的。
A lot of time they will say, you know, we are just like hypocrites.
有时候他们说我们就好像假冒伪善的人一样。
We always speak not to celebrate Christmas.
我们虽然不断的说不虽然我们一直讲不当守圣诞节。
But during New Year, Chinese New Year, we always celebrate in church.
可是我们在教会里面在庆祝这个所谓的这个中国的农历年。
Actually, I don't know if San Jose celebrate or not, but different churches celebrate Chinese New Year.
有些教会来守这个春节。
And some churches even celebrate the election of a new president in Taiwan.
他们做的方法就跟这个传统式的很相像。
We remember one time, members bought some cake because I don't know who was elected during that time, but they bought cake to celebrate this particular person. In Taiwan, right?
Yeah.
I don't know who was elected, but this new president got elected.
Yeah.
So they bought cake into the church to celebrate this election.
Oh, okay. 在台湾有些人比如说提到在台湾有一些这种的庆祝，就是说当选总统以后就拿个蛋糕到教会里面来庆祝这个人当选。
So a lot of young people just feel this is ridiculous.
有些年轻人觉得这个实在是很不可思议。
And also for people who English speaking, they also feel it's ridiculous.
那么对那些讲英语的人，你觉得这个是很不可思议的。
Why we stress so much and not celebrate Christmas, but we go ahead and celebrate New Year?
为什么我们一方面这样来强调说不可守圣诞节，可是我们又来这个守这个庆祝这农历新年呢
？So that's why for me, I took the time to do research on Chinese New Year.
所以我也花了一些时间来探讨有关于中国这个农历新年的事情。
Actually, if we look at Chinese New Year, it's as bad as Christmas.
我觉得守着中国的这个农历年跟这个守圣诞节是一样的。
But in a different angle.
只是从不同的角度而已。
It's also the origin from Chinese New Year. Let's read a little bit.
我们看一下有关于这个这个中国农历年的缘起。
This is the methodology about Chinese New Year.
这是关于中国农历年的历史的典故。
So according to the tales and legends, the beginning of Chinese New Year start with the fight against a mythical beast called the Nan. Is that right in Chinese?
年。
年。Okay.
年。
Or year.
Yeah. 那么在根据中国的传说，这个农历年起源就是关于这个一个很神秘的动物就叫做年。
So this Nian would come out on the first day of the New Year to devour livestock, crops, and even villages, especially children.
所以年就是在那个在这个元旦那一天来吞噬这些牲畜那么这个做种种的破坏，甚至小孩子。
So to protect themselves, the villagers would put food in front of their doors at the beginning of every year and believe that after the Nian ate the food.They prepared it would attack it would not attack any more people.
所以要保护这些村人，他们就在这个每家门口放一些吃的东西，就希望这个年吃了以后就不会再这个害人。
So this is the beginning of Chinese New Year.
就是中国的农历年的缘起。
So already had to do with some beasts that come to attack the villages, the crops, the animal, and things like that.
原来开始的时候所讲的就是一个这个动物年所做出的种种的伤害。
So for them to protect themselves, they must put some kind of food in front of the doors.
所以他们所以就必须要在这个门口放一些东西，让这个年来吃。
So these beasts would eat, and then they would not come to attack the people.
所以这个野兽，这个年吃了以后就不会来害人。
And then once people saw Nian was scared away by a little child wearing red.
有一次，年看见一个小孩子穿红色的衣服，就害怕就跑了。
And you know why the color red is so prevalent, right, in Chinese New Year?
我们知道在这个中国年的时候，这个红色是非常非常的普遍。
Later on, we'll talk about a little more.
我们再讲一点。
Yeah, then they understood that the Nian was afraid of color red.
所以他们就知道说年因为害怕这红色。
And every time when New Year was about to come, the villagers would hang red lanterns and spring scroll on windows and doors.
所以在每年这个在这个要过年的新年的时候，就在家中门口挂灯笼，挂这个春联，在窗户上跟这个门的门上挂这个春联。
People also use firecrackers to frighten the Nian, and from then on, the Nian never came to the village again.
那么人们就放炮竹，那么把这个年吓走。从那时开始起，这个年就不来就不来害人了。
So this is briefly described about how Chinese New Year derived.
这就是中国农历年的缘起。
Because Chinese New Year, we know we celebrate in February sometimes.
我们都知道中国农历年差不多都是在阳历的一月底或者二月。
And it's dependent on different Asian groups.
那么就是看这个不同的。
Some celebrate for 3 days.
那么就有些人是庆祝三天。
Some celebrate for the whole month.
有人是庆祝这个整个月。
And each day represent different things they must do to get rid of this beast.
啊，每一天都要做些不同的事情来把这个年吓走。
So that's why we must think and reflect.
所以我们需要思考一下。
Of course, the true church belongs to everybody.
耶稣教会啊，是每个人的。
Different groups, different kind of people.
属于这不同的族裔。
So if we insist and celebrate New Year in church, Chinese New Year.
如果在教会里面，我们强调来守这个旧历年农历年。
Then we might cause many people to stumble and fall.
那么我们也会造成别人的绊脚石。
Because we must be fair in our faith.
我们必须要必须要能够敬畏神对我们的信仰。
We must be straightforward in our faith.
我们对我们的信仰必须能够非常的单纯。
If we say Christmas is paganism, also the same thing when it comes to Chinese New Year.
我们如果说圣诞节是外邦的，那么这个中国的农历年也是属于外邦的。
So we must be straightforward in our faith.
所以我们必须能够持守坚持我们的信仰。
Even though Christmas is a night time for the family to get together.Even though Christmas is a nice time for family to get together.
虽然圣诞节是这个家庭团契团聚最好的时候。
And the same thing is New Year.
同样也是在这个春节。
But you can get the family together any time of the year.
可是我们可以在任何一个时候把这个家庭聚集在一起。
It doesn't need to be on Christmas or New Chinese New Year.
不需要一定要非要在耶诞节或者是春节的时候。
So this afternoon we'll continue to study this.
今天下午我们继续来学习。
Let's all rise up and sing him.
我们唱诗
Let's sing hymn 67 again 67
67首
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together
我们要一起来祷告
We continue to pray for the outreach and passing work in Northern California area
我们继续为我们这个北加州的工作圣工祷告
We also pray for our brothers and sisters who are weak physically and also in faith
我们为那些在肉体上或者灵性上软弱的弟兄姐妹们代祷。
And also we pray that God truly reveal to us His way and His will.
我们求神启示我们，使我们了解说他的那个旨意。
Because every one of us who's sitting here this morning, we want to please God.
我们每个人都希望能够得主的喜悦。
Because He is our heavenly Father.
因为他是我们天上的父神。
So、that's why we need to know and understand His will.
所以我们必须要知道他的旨意。
If Christmas and Chinese New Year's cause us to, you know, to stray away from God.Then we must not do it.
如果圣诞节或者是农历年或者春节是我们偏离了神的道路的话，我们就不应该去守他们。
This kind of holiday to please God, then we will not do it.
如果我们守圣诞节或者是这个春节不能够得主喜悦的话，我们就不应当去行。
Kneel down and pray to God.